Protesters remain at a park in Manhattan despite earlier threats of being moved.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Wall Street protesters in New York are still camped out in that private park in Lower Manhattan. There was an order for them to leave the park by 7 this morning for the park to be cleaned, but officials postponed that cleanup and protesters are still there.
All night long, everybody's freaking out, stressing over it, worried about what we're going to do, like basically expecting confrontation, and then it didn't come.
David Granger, one of those protesters, there had been, as he mentioned, a threat of confrontation, but again, it did not transpire. The nation's retailers reported a jump in sales in September, helped a lot by robust car sales, the biggest increase in 7 months. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch. She's with us live, as she is every Friday morning from New York City. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So people starting to spend a little money, perhaps. I mean, I thought the economy was stalled.
Yeah, they are feeling a little bit better than maybe they say they're feeling because they're spending money. You know, even without car sales, sales were double forecast, driven by sales of furniture, gasoline, electronics, even bars and restaurants rose. This is consistent with some data we got last week. Chain store sales were up 5.5% year over year in September. So I think some better than expected news for the nation's retailers.
You know, Joe, you used to work on Wall Street. What do you make of these protests going on down there?
Well, I just wanted to get down there earlier in the week to interview some people. And it was interesting, I think, that the protesters really have a sense of frustration, a sense of powerlessness. I think they're really sick of hearing about the recovery for corporate America and specifically for Wall Street and big banks when they don't feel like they're participating. And on the other end of the spectrum, my old friends on Wall Street are saying, these people are crazy. This is not our fault, but I think it's a little bit dangerous to ignore this sentiment. People are really feeling like they are just not part of this economic recovery. It's causing great frustration for them.
And they want to be heard. All right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS MoneyWatch. Jill, thank you.
Take care.
From New York now to London, where the protests against Wall Street have inspired activists in the UK to take aim at the heart of British finance, the London Stock Exchange. More now from reporter Christopher Worth.
New York and London may be thousands of miles apart, but they're both global financial centers, and London is now drawing the ire of the Occupy Wall Street crowd. Several thousand protesters are expected to gather near the London Stock Exchange tomorrow. Naomi Colvin is one of the protest organizers.
There's obviously a huge appetite out there for something like this to happen in London, because the financial crisis and the fallout from that has affected such an enormous range of people.
For example, youth unemployment in the UK is now expected to reach nearly 1 million, the highest since records began. And Colvin says many in Britain think average families are paying the price for an economic crisis she says the banks caused. Organizers aren't saying much about how long they plan to stay. Like Zuccotti Park, the area around the London Stock Exchange is owned by a private company, which may prevent the protests from getting too close. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mixed. European shares are up about 1%, but Asian shares were down today. Wall Street yesterday, more mixed. The Nasdaq added a little, but the Dow was down 40 points to close at 11,478.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen, exploring why some companies thrive despite uncertainty wherever books are sold. By the PBS Arts Fall Festival with Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Today in Atlanta, a group calling itself the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership convenes a meeting at Georgia Tech. The White House assembled the group of academic and government and industry officials to find a way to help the nation's manufacturing sector. But as Dan Bobkoff of the Public Media Project Changing Gears reports, the partnership is more than just about jobs.
It's about innovation itself. The Advanced Manufacturing Partnership formed out of a sobering report from the President's Science and Technology Advisors earlier this year. It found not only does the U.S. no longer make many of the products it invented, things like laptops and video games, but new technologies are increasingly being invented abroad. Erica Fuchs is with Carnegie Mellon University, a member of the partnership.
If we don't keep some amount of manufacturing in the United States, we're not going to be able to create the next generation of products.
That's because engineering and manufacturing go hand in hand. Designers often need to be right next to the lines that make their inventions. Now, we're falling behind other nations in research and development spending, with implications for jobs, competitiveness, and national security. One model the partnership encourages can be found in David Bourne's robotics lab at CMU.
So this is actually, it's called a space frame of a Hummer.
He's perfecting a robot that will work alongside humans on factory floors with funding from the Department of Defense. The robots will be used to build Humvees, but Bourne sees lots of uses.
I'm doing this kind of research for everything from cell phones. I'm working with Boeing to do this kind of thing, to make airplane wings. Same technology, different uses.
The partnership thinks this is the right role for government, funding early-stage technologies that are too expensive and risky for any one company to develop. The report that started all this goes to great pains to stress that it is not government's role to invest in specific industries and companies. But while the partnership talks about government investment in research and development as the foundation for high-quality jobs, Erica Fuchs of Carnegie Mellon University says there will be far fewer people working the assembly line than during the heyday of American manufacturing.
It's not going to be the same as it was 40 years ago, but we need those people in order to have the jobs that are in innovation.
More advanced manufacturing meetings are planned for MIT, Stanford, and the University of Michigan in the coming months. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And finally, what to do in the crowded Venezuelan capital of Caracas when traffic gets out of line? Bring in the mimes! After stricter police enforcement didn't make much of a difference, the city sent out more than 100 mimes dressed like clowns with white gloves and wagging fingers. They're there to call out traffic violators, some of whom ride their motorcycles on sidewalks or pedestrians who jaywalk across busy streets. The mayor of one section of the city says it's all in an effort to bring civility to the streets of Caracas. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get back to work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Con Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.